so very well, despite all the things I just had to do. I paid all my bills and glanced at my red Bible, even my job went well, the boss was out. Picked up my phone and called up 7 friends, but never would sadly have guessed how this day would end. Here's my sad tale of woe, how my great day chose to go. Wasn't too tired to cook, but yearning food that's hot. Looked at my wallet, found a hidden 20. Picked up my phone and called the pizza spot. Mushroom and cheese to go, just 500 miles to joy. But now my tale of woe, how my great day chose to go. Something real stupid, it was so dumb that I sure ain't saying what. The nice policeman called the fire station, at least I needed just one small fire truck. Got to waited 6 days for my fixed car, the bill showed that pizza had cost $1,000. Here's my sad tale of woe, the bill was really more. But in songs we can't say, the bill was
$1,003.11. You'd think they could round it down to a cost that rhymes with something.
Went to my bookcase, pulled out that red Bible. Panic for coming bills can make us think of that. Philippians 4 says God provides for our needs. Sorry, music for this song ends right here. But it's not the real end. Here's your great news, my friend.
All of us have had or will have $1,000 pizzas in our lives. Things we really need, like money for bills that we just cannot see how we'll ever afford. But our great God promises and proves again and again that He will provide all the needs for anyone who trusts Him if we follow His words in the Bible, like Malachi 3, including to trust God with our finances and to share with other people. From 2 Corinthians 9:8, the New Living Translation, quote, "And God will generously provide all you need. Then you will always have everything you need and plenty left over to share with others," unquote. Including when life brings you a $1,000 pizza.